Welcome, everybody. We acknowledge and pay our respects to the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and work. Council meetings are public meetings. Sorry, I declare the meeting open at 6:01. We acknowledge and pay our respects to the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and work. Council meetings are public meetings. The council chambers is not a parliament and parliamentary privilege does not apply. Elected members and staff risk being held personally liable if their comments are defamatory or breach any duty of confidentiality. Statements made during council meetings are solely those of the person making them. Nothing expressed at a council meeting can be attributed to the Shire unless it is adopted by a resolution of council. The confirmed minutes of a council meeting are the official record of that council meeting. Verbatim minutes are not required. Please make sure your mobile phones are turned off or on silent for the duration of the meeting. The meeting will be audio recorded and made available for public access on the Shire website. We have everyone in attendance that's listed on the agenda. And welcome to Shirley Broadhurst and Sue White, members of the public. We have no apologies. Does anyone have approved leave of absence? Oh, we don't have any approved leave of absence. Does anyone request leave of absence? No. Deputations, nil. Petitions, nil. Presentations, nil. Public question time. Thank you, Sue. You have a question?
Members of the council, Helen, Lynn, and staff. I might just move up here. It might be easier for me to put my papers down. Thank you. I would like to refer to item 9.2.1, Sandykan Park Master Plan. I would like to ask a couple of questions, please. One, has anyone, either in the Shire office or any of the councillors, bothered to ask Mrs. Jackie Chambers if she would mind if the Pioneer Lady was moved to another location? The timing of this suggestion is a little wanting in delicacy, since it is just a little over 12 months since Sandy passed away. Anyone? Number two, has anyone, as above, bothered to ask the Boitbrook Hospital or any of the mothers if they would be happy for their roses to be moved?
Through the chair, I'll defer that to Manager of Community Services.
No, we haven't made contact with those people to move those. So the location will be within Sandykan Park. It's just moved up to the middle in a more respectful and accessible location.
As you can gather, I'm against the removal of the Pioneer Lady hologram and the stillborn baby memorial rose garden. It is a shame that you cannot even get the right name in the agenda. Sorry, Nikki. I would like to give you a little bit of history, since it seems that history is a little lacking due to the youth present. Mr. Sandy Chambers was asked to prepare this sculpture to mark the centenary of women's suffrage. He chose this medium, which is unique to him and to our town. And if any of you have bothered to walk around this sculpture, you will notice that the lady's right hand disappears behind the fold in her dress. But I digress. The hologram was unveiled on the 31st of October 1999 by Mrs. Marlene Jeffrey, the then wife of the Governor of WA and the patron of the Centenary of Women's Suffrage Committee. So it has stood in this place for 26 years. It also was placed in this position because of its proximity to the museum and history. I understand that Mr. Tony Bogart assisted in the setting up of the hologram with the cartage and placement of the granite rocks that surround the area. I would ask again, has any engineer looked at the hologram to advise whether it can be moved without breaking it? We no longer have Sandy around to mend it, and it's fairly well set in its cement and rocks. With regard to the Memorial Rose Garden, I would be most upset and hurt if someone uprooted my rose without telling me, and certainly not at this time of year. The plaque associated with the garden was put in place on the 22nd of August 2003, so that has been in place for 22 years. Whilst I do not have intimate knowledge of the reason for the position, such as Shirley, I guess it was to enhance the surrounding of the hologram and perhaps the thought of the lady looking over the babies. I understand that the reasoning for the suggested removals is to place the zoo train shed opposite the museum. If anyone has taken the trouble to have a good look at the position of the pioneer lady, they would realise that it is not directly opposite the museum in any case. Looking at the plan of development, which I was able to get from the office, I cannot see why the zoo train building could not be placed either up the hill, where some of the old implements, farming implements are, adjacent to the rear of the DFES building, against the bush area, where I presume a small rail track may eventually be placed amongst the projected artworks. In the report detail, page 15, I notice that by moving these items, they would be more accessible and have ongoing maintenance. To my mind, they are currently very accessible, and there has been no maintenance done there for ages. The walking path needs to be attended to, and the weeds removed. When I was up there, I ended up with corkscrews all in my trousers. The roses have not had anything done to them for years and currently have suckers coming from their rootstock. And it is impossible to read what is on the memorial stone unless you push away the plant that is covering it. I sincerely hope that Council will reconsider where to put the zoo train shelter and agree to leave one of our iconic statues where it was originally placed for reasons which were and still are current at the time. I would like to make the point that I'm not against the development of the Sandakan Park into a play area for people and dogs, or the building of a cover for the zoo train. All credit is due for making more visitors welcome to the town, even though the theme of Sandakan has been overshadowed. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Shirley, did you have a question?
I hadn't planned to say anything, but I just want to say that I do agree with the points that Sue was making. The reason that the pioneer lady was put where she was also partly due to the fact that the museum had managed to get a grant towards the development of that, and they were the ones who were very keen to have it where it is. Again, another piece of history.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue and Shirley. That was interesting to know a little bit of history. I'm sure all of councillors will take that into consideration when we look at the item. Okay. Declarations of interest. We have a few declarations of interest.
Thank you. Through the Chair, we have a number of declarations. One from Councillor Wright regarding item 9.51. We have one from Councillor O'Connell yourself, 9.51. Councillor King, item 9.51. Councillor Ingalls, item 9.51. Councillor Ingalls also on item 13.1.1. And Councillor O'Connell also on 13.1.2.
Thank you. 6.1, Ordinary Council Meeting Minutes. We have an officer recommendation that the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on the 30th of October 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Do I have a move for that? Thank you, Councillor King. Seconded Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Presidential Communications. I do have a copy of this for you. On the 5th of November, I attended the LEMAC meeting, the second quarter LEMAC meeting. We did an exercise at the meeting, which was Emergency WA escalates a bushfire warning and orders the full evacuation of the Boyatbrook town site. So the scenario highlighted a number of positive insights and cooperative approaches from all the agencies involved, and it was very useful to discuss the potential issues that could arise from that. The agencies that attend the meeting are, for those of you that don't know about the LEMAC meeting, are the Volunteer Bushfire Brigade, DFES, DBCA, DPIRD, SES, Main Roads, WA Police and St John Ambulance. So it is a very valuable meeting. On the 6th of November, I attended a webinar, the Wowga Pre-Season Emergency Management webinar. The presentation included the Seasonal Outlook, Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Protection Guidance Update, and a presentation by DFES, LGIS, DBCA and the Department of Communities. On the 7th of November, I attended the funeral of Betty Knapp, who was a highly respected member of our community, and to pay my respects, I attended that in a personal capacity. There was a lot of people there. It was, very sad. The 11th of November, the Remembrance Day service, laid a wreath on behalf of the Shire of Boyatbrook. The 11th of November, an online meeting with Minister Punch. Also in attendance were Councillor King and CEO Leonard Long. We discussed a number of topics, including the issue of the FPC not paying rates directly to the local government. The 13th of November, I attended training, Wowga training in West Perth, which was an elected member skill set, which was very interesting, I thought. On the 19th of November, I attended the UBAS committee meeting, which was the debrief of the Din and Up show. So this is the 105th year of the show. The last one was the 105th year of the show, and it was a huge success with just over 2,000 people through the gate and plenty of positive feedback. However, the future of the show is in a little bit of jeopardy due to the current committee being on the committee for so long, and they just don't have any people stepping up to be the office bearers. I think they're all getting just a little bit tired. So I think that's something that we should all keep in mind, because that's not something we don't want to lose history of Boyatbrook if the show doesn't go on. So, yeah. On the 20th of November, I attended the Ryland Park committee meeting. 21st of November, the Southwest Zone meeting at the City of Bunbury. And the 26th of November, presentation by the Grants Commission in the Council Chambers, along with a few other councillors, and that was very interesting. It was a briefing on the methodology of the financial assistance grants for local government. So I think the staff enjoyed that as well. Thank you. Councillor, questions on notice? We have no questions on notice. Reports of officers. 9.1.1, recommendation report, evacuation Evacuation Centre Tender Evaluation Panel. We have the officer recommendation that Council approve the appointment of Barna Constructions WA Proprietary Limited as the successful tenderer for the construction of the Evacuation Centre and Sporting Hub upgrade. Do I have any questions? Councillor, no questions? Mover for that motion, Councillor Wright. Second, Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried. Community Services. 9.2.1 Sandakan Park Master Plan. We have the officer recommendation there to adopt the Sandakan Master Plan as presented with the addition of the placement of the Perth Zoo Train enclosure where the existing baby memorial statue dedicated to all women of the Boyartbrook District is situated, and B, move the existing baby memorial statue dedicated to all women of the Boyartbrook District closer to the Sandakan Memorial. Do I have any questions? Or would you like to move into committee?
I was going to say, can we move into committee?
Yes. Okay. Happy to move that, Councillor Ingalls. Yeah. Seconded, Councillor Wright. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. You can talk first.
Roger that. Oh, no, I just, pretty significant sort of thing that we are going to do with a fair bit of history there by putting our zoo train in where the lady and the baby memorial is. I was just wondering, consulting whether we can move the zoo train, what was the purpose of the zoo train being put right there where we may be able to put it somewhere else without having to, dig up roses and, you know, maybe move the lady and crack the thing. I don't know. Is it just anyway?
Thanks, Councillor Ingalls.
Through the chair, when we had looked at the possible locations for the zoo train, that was identified as one of the better locations to be. There are other infrastructures in the other areas that we had a look at as well. With regard to moving it, the whole idea on moving that particular memorial was to incorporate it more into the other memorial, the Sandakan Park Memorial, where it will be maintained more regularly. With the moving of it, before we move anything like that, we will have it checked out. Also, it's not going to be something that's going to be happening in the next couple of months. This is probably only going to be in the next 12 months, maybe even longer than that. There's still quite a bit of work that needs to be done on the actual zoo train itself.
Any other questions?
Madam President, I believe some of the proposal for where the location of this train would be is that it meets a requirement to have a rail loop put in, and it's kind of the ideal place for our station. So I want to point out, from my history in rail, most of my career has been in rail, I know the requirements around being able to put rail infrastructure in, and I don't believe we would ever be able to have an active rail loop.
Mm.
There's too many legislative requirements that would prevent it happening.
So do you think the zoo train could go in a different position? Is that what you...
That's my belief. I don't think we should be placing it in a place where we would think we would ever have a rail loop, because
yeah.
We won't.
Yeah. So, Mr. CEO, is there an option for moving, relocating?
Through the chair, we'd have to be careful on that one, because whilst I might agree with Councillor King, we may never get that rail. We might one day get the rail. We can't really make a prediction now whether we can or can't. It is expensive, granted that. There's a lot of insurances that have to go with that. But if we don't get it in the location now where it will actually be able to comply with that, we'd never be able to do it. We are going to be building a... in situ construction method over there, so it's not that we can just lift the shed and move it somewhere else if we decided to get a railway line. But I must add, yes, the chances of getting a railway line at this stage is probably less. But again, if we don't put it there, we won't. Then I can say we definitely won't get a railway
definitely
line.
Definitely won't, yeah.
Can I just follow that up?
Sure.
Cogenup Rail have got rail in situ. They've got all of the infrastructure. They've got the locomotive. They've got everything involved. They will probably never operate again because of the legislation.
If I may, Chair, it's really up to council to decide. I mean, we can only recommend. If council doesn't want to consider putting a railway line later down the track, we'll follow instructions as given.
Yeah. Has everyone been over there and had a look at the actual changes of the location, and is that something that we need to physically go over there as a council and look at? Is that appropriate?
Through the chair, if I may, the decision to move the memorial was made at last council meeting. So if we were going to look at doing that, we'd have to rescind that one, which is well within council's ability to do that.
So what do fellow councillors think about that situation?
Can
you turn your microphone on, please?
Into that.
Sorry.
Thank you. Can we put this one on hold and actually go over there as a council and look at some stage, like in one of our closed forums, or can we rescind... to rescind the last motion of it and just reset it and have a look at it again? Like, now that I would, just with Darren's information of not actually having a, being probably going to be able to run the railway, but then you have the, if we don't put it in that spot, we'll never get the railway, but maybe we can, if we go across as a council, and like we've all probably driven past it, but probably not taken much. Well, I haven't, so I can only speak from my point of view. I would actually like to go back and re-look at this than before. From the information we've had today and tonight, I would like to go back and have a look at it a bit more.
Through the chair, if I may then suggest, if council does want to go that route, that we still go forward and adopt the master plan, but remove the additions of A and B, and then we can be instructed to rescind the previous motion from last month at the January council meeting.
Can I, through the chair, say that if you were going to put the zoo train at the position where the hologram is now, there is no way you could run a rail around. There's not enough room in what's left of where the playground and the dog park and the jungle thing is for in Sandakan Park for a railway. The only place that it could do would be up in the bush part where it is, and therefore the obvious place to have the zoo train positioned would be behind the DFES. The DFES doesn't need all that area there to at the back of their building. You could easily put it behind, right adjacent to the bush, right up there.
Thanks, Sue. We'd have to just check that with DFES to see how much actual room that they do need. So that's okay.
Through the chair, I can confirm through the consultation process, we have been advised by both the Volunteer Bushfire Brigade and DFES that the area at the back is what they need already.
Yeah.
They won't allow us to take any of that land. We even wanted to put in a garden there, and they asked us to remove the garden because they needed the location for the manoeuvring of their trucks.
Yeah, and we can't interfere with their emergency services. So, yeah. Does anyone else have any questions or... thoughts?
Now I'm a bit more of a full bottle on this. I agree with David. We need to revisit it.
Mm. So would everybody be happy if we just adopt the master plan as presented and remove those 2 points and we revisit it, or we'll go over to site and actually have a look at it?
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Yes, I would agree with that, and maybe we go there in one of our concept meetings and just have a bit of a talk and wander around over there maybe.
Councillor Moore?
Yeah, I agree with that proposal too.
Okay. So we can move out of committee. Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Ingalls, all those in favour? Carried. Can I put the motion with and remove those 2 points?
So we just need to have a mover and a second, and okay. Then we can amend.
Okay. A mover for the motion as it stands, Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Moore. To adopt the Sandakan Master Plan as presented. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you.
Through the chair, just to clarify, we'll then bring the item that was considered at the October meeting, we'll bring it back to the January meeting.
Thank you. Corporate Services 9.3.1, list of accounts paid in October 2025. We have the officer recommendation there. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. It's question time. Sorry, so question time is over, and they usually happen at question time, not throughout the meeting.
I thought as this was pertaining to the financial statement, I might be able to just a couple of questions.
Sorry, I've just done my training, and But if you can, if you hand the questions in, and yep.
Hopefully.
Yes, you will get a reply, yes. Yep.
Let's give it to... I'm terrible with names today.
What's her name? Nikki. Monthly statement of financial activity for the period ending the 31st of October 2025. We have the officer recommendation there. A mover. Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried. Write-off of rates. We have the officer recommendation there that council approves the write-off of $2,431.92 being deferred rates of $2,267.55 and accrued interest of $1,164.37. Do I have any questions regarding that matter? Councillor King?
Madam President, probably an obvious question, but what's been put in place to stop this happening again?
Through the chair, with the new software package we've got, it's actually got a completely different setup as to what the original one had. Not to say it can't happen again, but it's less likely to happen again.
Okay. Thank you. Have a mover for that motion. Thank you, Councillor King. Seconded, Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried. Nine point 4.1, Boyup Medical Services Monthly Activity Report for October 2025. We have an officer recommendation to receive the monthly activity report for the medical centre. Moved, Councillor Moore. Seconded, Councillor Wright. All those in favour? Carried. 9.4.2, Rylington Park Monthly Activity Report for October 2025. We have an officer recommendation to receive the monthly activity report for Rylington Park. Move for that, Councillor Wright. Seconded, Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried. 9.4.3, Boyup Brook Caravan Park Monthly Report for October 2025. We have officer recommendation to receive the monthly report for the caravan park. Moved, Councillor King. Seconded, Councillor Moore. All those in favour? Carried. 9.4.4, Boyup Brook Swimming Pool Monthly Report for October 2025. Have an officer recommendation to receive the monthly report for the swimming pool. Move, Councillor King. Seconded, Councillor Wright. Oh, I'm sorry. You have a question?
I do. More of a statement. I just want to put some commendations in for Tara Reid and the amount of work she's put in to get the pool up to the standard and kept it the way it is.
Thank you. Thank you. Do I have a mover for the recommendation? Councillor King, seconded. Councillor Wright, all those in favour? Carried. Thank you. 9.4.5, establishing the chairperson of the local government committee. We have a recommendation, a Rylington Park Committee recommendation, that Council appoints Councillor Darren King as the Deputy Chairperson of the Rylington Park Committee as per section 5.12 of the Local Government Act 1995. Any questions regarding that motion? No? A mover for that? Councillor Wright. Seconded, Councillor Moore. All those in favour? Carried by absolute majority. 9.4.6, Electoral Commission to conduct the 2026 local government extraordinary election. We have an officer recommendation there. Is there any questions regarding the recommendation? Okay, do I have a mover for that? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried by absolute majority. 9.4.7, Rylington Park Committee and Rylington Park Subcommittee Terms of Reference. We have an officer Rylington Park Committee recommendation. The Council approves the amended terms of reference for the Rylington Park Committee and Subcommittee as per attachment 9.4.7A. Any questions regarding that? Do I have a mover for the recommendation? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Moore. All those in favour? Carried by absolute majority. 9.4.8, disposal of Rylington Park farm machinery. We have a Rylington Park Committee recommendation that Council request the Chief Executive Officer to have the sheep handler valued. Point 2, authorise the Chief Executive Officer to dispose of the sheep handler and the cedar as per policy G10, and request the CEO to submit a budget amendment to be considered by council for the purchase of a cedar. Is there any questions regarding that? For mover for the motion, Councillor Ingalls. Seconded, Councillor Wright. All those in favour? Carried by absolute majority. Planning. 9.5.1, development application, warehouse storage, lot 13129 Bridgetown, Boyartbrook Road, Boyartbrook. Councillor Wright is leaving the chambers due to a financial interest. Thank you. Do we have any questions?
Yeah, I just got one. Should I remove myself because my wife's the secretary of the...
Through the chair, you have declared an impartiality interest, Councillor. If you wish to do a financial interest, you may, in which case you'd have to remove yourself from the chambers. Yes, if you would be on the safe side, it's always best to...
Okay. Councillor Ingalls left the chambers.
Just hold on a sec.
Sure. So we'll have to lay this item on the table due to a lack of quorum.
Through the chair, what we'll end up having to do, because we'll have the same problem on the next council meeting, we'll have to request the department give us a reduced quorum.
Mm. Thank you.
We'll get permission from the department to have a reduced quorum for the next council meeting.
9.5.2, draft new policy PD11, renewable energy facilities local planning policy. We have an officer recommendation there. Do we have any questions regarding that policy? Mover for recommendation, Councillor Ingalls. Seconded, Councillor Wright. All those in favour? Carried. Item 10, minutes of committees. We have no minutes. 11 motions of which previous notice has been given, we have nil. Item 12, late items, urgent business, nil. 13, confidential items of business. So we do have a number of confidential items. So I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Thank you. Thank you for coming and giving us that information.
Thank you.
That's very interesting.
If you want either of us to come, will you go up to the planning and later? Please feel free to ask us.
We will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. 13.1, closure of meeting to the public. Have an officer recommendation to proceed behind closed doors. Moved, Councillor King. Seconded, Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried.
If you can just give us a second.
Sure. Chair. Behind closed doors?
Yes.
Mover for moving from behind closed doors, Councillor Ingalls. Seconder, Councillor Moore. All those in favour? Carried. There being no further business, the meeting is closed at 7:31. Thank you.